From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Xander Pippen. Here are your top local stories for June 18th, 2026. The Rocky Horror Picture Show is slated to be the next feature film adapted for screening at Sphere Las Vegas. Sphere Studios will recondition the 1975 cult classic for the venue's 160,000-square-foot screen, and it will debut sometime in 2027. Sphere Entertainment Executive Chairman and CEO Jim Dolan promises the enhanced version would reflect the immersive spirit of the original film, which remains a midnight movie favorite because of its props, audience interaction, and shadow cast performances. Rocky Horror has had the longest-running theatrical release in film history. A similarly re-envisioned version of The Wizard of Oz currently shows at the Sphere, selling more than 3 million tickets to date. After having previously hired established head coaches, the Vegas Golden Knights this time stayed within the organization and promoted Ryan Craig on Wednesday from its American Hockey League affiliate in suburban Henderson. Craig, 44, replaces John Tortorella, who was hired with 8 games left in the regular season and led the Golden Knights to the Stanley Cup Final before they lost in 6 games to Carolina. The club announced Tuesday that Tortorella wouldn't be returning, creating immediate speculation that Craig would be promoted. He was the Silver Knights' coach the past 3 seasons. Henderson went 39-21-12 this season and advanced to the second round of the Calder Cup playoffs. Craig, who will address reporters on Thursday, has been in the Golden Knights organization all 9 seasons, including the first 6 years with the top club. He was behind the bench when Vegas won the Stanley Cup in 2023 under Bruce Cassidy. He's ready to be an NHL head coach, Golden Knights general manager Kelly McCrimmon said. That carried the day. Craig takes over a team with high expectations, especially coming off of a deep playoff run, and in an organization not known for its patience. Read the full story at knpr.org. Environmental groups are questioning the rationale behind an effort in Congress to rescind a 2001 rule that protects millions of acres of public lands. Wildfire prevention is at the heart of a debate over the roadless rule. The Roadless Area Conservation Rule was enacted during the Clinton administration after nearly 2 years of public hearings and more than 1.5 million comments. It restricts new construction, reconstruction, and commercial timber harvesting. Several Senate Republicans are pushing an amendment to the Wildfire Prevention Act of 2025 that would do away with the roadless rule, arguing that it impedes wildfire mitigation efforts. But environmental groups point to other legislation meant to provide solutions and funding for communities to protect themselves. Hear the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez at knpr.org. The city of Henderson is considering an ordinance that would temporarily halt the construction of new data centers there, the Las Vegas Review-Journal reports. The Henderson City Council introduced the pause at its meeting on June 16th and is scheduled to discuss an ordinance at its July 21st meeting. If passed, it would impose a 180-day ban on use permit applications for data centers. The ordinance says this would allow the city to thoroughly review the impacts of data centers and to update applicable parts of the Henderson Municipal Code. City staff will look at energy demands, water consumption, air quality, heat generation, environmental impacts, proximity to residential areas, and other issues. Reno recently passed a similar moratorium. The U.S. Supreme Court found Thursday that the government's prosecution of a marijuana user from Texas for owning guns was inconsistent with the Second Amendment. The decision was unanimous. The case stems from the arrest of Ali Hamani. In 2022, federal agents found a pistol and 60 grams of marijuana in a search of Hamani's home. When asked, Hamani told the agents that he uses marijuana about every other day, according to court filings. On the basis of his drug use and gun ownership, the government convicted Hamani of violating the law at issue in this case. This is the same law that was used to convict President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, in 2024. Hamani challenged the law as unconstitutional, contending that it violated his Second Amendment right to bear arms and is unconstitutionally vague. The law prevents unlawful drug users from owning guns, but as his lawyers pointed out in filings to the Supreme Court, the statute does not define unlawful user. Read the full story by NPR's Grady Martin and Nina Totenberg at knpr.org. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.